Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we really thank you for that. And that means you're a highly intelligent individual. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Take advantage of all the free things that are there, folks, including our newsletter, which comes once a week by email, and our blog, which is ready for you Monday through Friday, a different one every day. You know, folks, one of the things that I love to do, that I really enjoy about what I do, is to be able to introduce you to your fellow small business owners, to people who are out there doing what you do, maybe a little bit of a different small business than yours, but they're out there making payroll every week. They're hiring people and buying product and selling product, making the lives of their employees better, making the lives of their customers better, and basically contributing so much to this global economy, especially and our national economy, obviously. But there's such an important part. You guys are so important. And whenever I get a chance to introduce you to any of these individuals, it's really a great day for me. And one of them that I'm going to introduce you to right now is Abdullah Tharu. He and his father own Tharu and Company, which is they sell watches. And I'm going to get him to tell us about that a little bit. Abdullah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And congratulations to you and your family on a successful business.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell us about your company.
We have a small jewelry business. We started with 15 years ago. My father migrated to the U.S. and he opened up a little business out in Texarkana, Texas. We stayed there, yes. We were right there at the border of Texas and Arkansas. And we stayed there for about a year and then decided to move to Orlando.
Now, when you first started out selling watches, how expensive were the watches?
$15.
So you could buy but the top watch on your shelf was $15.
Maybe 20. Yes.
Okay, maybe 20. Now you guys you've grown your business quite a bit, and you've grown the quality of your watches, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Now can I still get a $15 watch at your shop?
$15 and plus a little more.
Okay, can I get a good watch for $100 at your store?
Yes, I think we can manage that.
Okay, good. But, I'm glad to know that those of us who wear $100 watches, that you can do that. But you also sell some of the finest watches in the world, too, don't you?
Correct, we do.
What are some of those brands?
We own a dealership of Swiss watches, like TAG, Omega, Zerato, Baume & Mercier. And these are all boutiques. We have these boutiques inside our store. We have a Montblanc boutique that carries the leather goods, watches, and accessories inside a store, inside our own store. So instead of going to different stores, you could just come visit our store with all the boutiques inside.
One-stop shop.
It's called
now,
Shop.
Now, you're here in Orlando, where I'm broadcasting from, and give us the address in Orlando.
We are at Point Orlando on International Drive, 9101 International Drive. Point Orlando is going through a renovation. We are still open. We've been there for about 4 years.
Well, good for you. Now, your father founded the company. When did you start working with him?
In 1996. I moved here from Louisiana. That's where I grew up. And we started after I finished my college. I came back to Orlando to start with my father.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us, what would you say have been the biggest challenges for your small business to grow to the success that you've had?
I think being an immigrant, moving in from another country, and I'm considered the first generation, the knowledge, it wasn't very accessible to know how to get the financial assistance,
right.
How to close the contracts, and he had to learn all on his own, and of course, then with some help of some friends, but over time, we learned our way in, and that's where we are now.
And you didn't ask for a handout, you didn't ask for a special break, you just asked for an opportunity.
Yes. There were no handouts. Business we were in, we had to work hard to get where we were. Nobody wants to give you a handout when you're dealing in watches. They're $15. That was 15 years ago. out of 300 square feet kiosk.
But the thing is, though, Abdullah, I hear from people who say, I want to start a business, and where do I get a grant? You know, and that your dad didn't say that. Your dad said, I want to start a business. I'm going to put what little capital I have into my business. I'm going to grow it. I'm going to watch every penny. I'm going to put every dollar of profit I make back into the company and grow it to the point where we can be self-sustaining.
Yes, yes. And I believe people who do that have more of an interest to see the business succeed. When he moved here, he's from the back home, the old country. And there is nothing like credit, and there was no help. You know, everything you have to put into to see it grow. So that's the philosophy he used, and it turned out to be pretty good formula.
Well, that's the reason why I'm so proud of him for what he did and for you as well. But, you know, when people ask me, Abdullah, about grants, they say, okay, I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant? And obviously what they mean is, I want somebody to give me some money so I can start a business. I give them a little tough love when they ask me that. Abdullah, you know what I tell them?
Yes.
I tell them Grant died.
That's right.
You know, right,
because I believe grant and loan would be a different story. People take grants and never expect or they never hope that they'll have to pay back. Whereas there are ways they can start their business, you know, getting the loans. And it's being honest. It's being honest. Where you get is where you give back.
Well, and also when you borrow money like that, it's all part of the discipline of running a business, isn't it?
That's correct.
Now, what's it like being in the watch business? Highly competitive, isn't it?
It is very competitive. We also deal in jewelry. Also, we do custom make jewelry. We do diamonds. I am a gemologist by trade.
Is that right? Well, congratulations!
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, because we were talking about watches of interest, but we do deal in diamonds from overseas, India and Israel, and of course Belgium. And as I'm a gemologist, we do appraisal on premises and do a lot of custom work. But watches would be our foundation.
If I'm going to be going to Epcot this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
If I go from Orlando to Epcot, can I get off of I-4 on International Drive and find your store?
Yes, you can find it very easily.
I'm going to come by to see you today.
Please do so,
yeah,
and I'm there.
I'm going to be on my way to Epcot this afternoon, and I've got to do some work out there. It's not play, folks. I'm not going to be having fun, although I have fun when I work, but it's going to be work. But, Abdullah, we're going to take a quick break, and because we have to sell some things. That's the business that we're in.
That's correct.
And when we come back, you've got a very special story to tell about how you became to be associated with the Arnold Palmer Hospital.
Yes.
And folks, I have not met the person who is the object of this story, but I have heard her, and she has a beautiful, beautiful little voice, and all because it was Arnold Palmer Hospital. 20 after, I'm Jim Blastingame. You don't want to miss this story. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you continue to stay with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. We're visiting with a new friend. Abdullah Tauru is with us. He is one of the owners of Tauru and Company in Orlando, Florida. It's a wonderful jewelry store. They sell lots of different kinds of watches. You guys are a pretty big watch company, aren't you?
Yes, we're a pretty big watch retailer.
Yep. And, Abdullah, what I want to do now is I want to stop for a moment and leave the business world, and I want to talk about Maya. Your daughter, Maya, was born, 2 years ago?
Yes, she was born June 17,
2004. 2004, so not even 2 years ago, and she had a problem when she was born, didn't she?
Yes. She did. She was born very early. She was born 3 months ahead of time.
3 months premature. What was the condition, other than some of the obvious things we think about when we think about a premature baby? She had a problem with her heart, didn't she?
When the prematures are born, they usually have a problem at their heart where the vessel doesn't close. But that was one of our minor problems. When it all began, the problem was with my wife. It was too early. She went for a checkup, and they had to deliver the baby to make sure my wife's survived it, and so does my baby. And then, of course, after when the baby was still, she was only a pound at the time she was born.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a constant. It was a constant look after. The doctors were great, and of course, when the baby is this small and fragile, the things do come. Every day, there's another issue that comes along.
And so you took the baby to. Was she at the Arnold Palmer Hospital for infants and for women and children, or was she in the neonatal care, or did they take her there?
No, I think that was one of the smartest things I remember doing. When my wife got pregnant, we decided we will be going to Arnold Palmer. So the baby was born at Arnold Palmer, thank God. And so it wasn't too difficult because right as soon as the baby was born, she was into neonatal. And we were in neonatal for about 108 days.
Wow.
So my daughter was there, and me and my wife and my parents, we were there every day. I was there at night with my daughter, so... And then
I heard Maya the other day when you and I spoke about you being on the show.
Yes.
I heard her running around making beautiful little sounds that only a two-year-old can make. She's a happy, healthy little girl now, isn't she?
She's a blessing. She's a blessing and a result of all the hard work of the great doctors at Arnold Palmer. She has already caught up at the corrective age. And we're just, every day is a surprise. She'll wake up today and we'll learn something new from
now,
today.
What did it mean to you you must have some wonderful feelings about the folks there at Arnold Palmer Hospital?
Yes, I do. They're considered as family. You will be speaking, I heard you'll be speaking to Dr. Greger.
Dr. Greg Alexander is going to be with us in the next half hour. He's one of the doctors who does what your daughter needed to have done.
He's a very humble man, but I do have to bring this to your attention. He is the person responsible for the first neonatal part or neonatal department in the Central Florida hospitals. And he's a very good family friend of ours now. We meet up at least once a month. He has a good looking young son now, Gabriel, and we love to get together and talk about new things. See who needs a little help or. If there's something we could do for the hospital that will make somebody else's life as good as ours.
So your experience with the way your daughter was treated and basically helped to live and to grow up to be a normal little girl, that moved you guys, didn't it? It moved you to want to be involved in the hospital and to want to continue to give back so that other little children can have the same kind of care that your daughter had.
Yes, and you know, considering that we were in the hospital for 108 days, we have seen so many things in the hospital. Some kids were fortunate, some were not. And the thing is, just to give them a chance. Anything we could do, we have our daughter because somebody else helped us out. Mr. Arnold Palmer has been doing this for a while, and other volunteers, donors, and we believe that we should be the one who, you know, maybe we could help a child. And that would make a difference because they are the future,
right?
And they are the happiness of their parents, and it didn't hurt.
What would you say to someone listening right now who might be thinking about making a donation, folks? You know, I don't go on the air and say you need to give to this organization or that organization. I've chosen to be associated with this hospital as a member of their National Advisory Council. They've invited me to do that. I've accepted. And I do know about the work that they do. And you've just now heard Abdullah. So if anybody felt moved to make a contribution to this international work that they're doing there, what would you say to them?
I would say, you know, they should do it. It's unlike other organizations. You know, you talk about... having kids or not having kids, but these kids are already here and they need help.
Right.
And if there's nobody to help them out, they will end up as a statistic. I mean, there are so many examples, especially with Arnold Palmer, me being there 12 hours a day with my daughter, have seen a lot of people send their kids from other hospitals who were not insured. And Arnold Palmer takes care of them.
Abdullah, do you have a website for your company?
Yes, I do. It's www.info@taru.com.
All right. Thank you, Abdullah. See you next time. We'll be talking to you later on. Quick break, folks. Right back after the messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.